At 8:21, of course, the Olympics have been a big draw for entertainment consumers over the weekend, but many of us did go to the movies, and here now to talk more about what did well this past weekend, WTOP's man in L.A., Alan Silverman, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. And I would imagine, Alan, that the overall box office was probably dampened a bit by the Summer Games.
That's putting it mildly, Nathan. I mean, even though they might have been delayed, people stayed home to watch the Olympics, and the overall box office was down 28% below the same weekend last year. But there is a number one film. It's another first-place finish for The Dark Knight Rises. The Batman action-adventure took in another $35.7 million. That's close to a 42% drop, but still enough for a third straight weekend on top of the chart. And with a global take of $732 million so far,
wow,
still counting, this final film of Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy is now number two on the 2012 box office chart. But it's a bit less impressive when you see that number one, The Avengers, has twice that gross, $1.46 billion worldwide. So still has a ways to go to catch up, but I think The Dark Knight Rises will be hanging in there for a while. Speaking of less than impressive, Total Recall seemed like a bad memory. It only took in $25.6 million, making its debut at number two. Exit polls found the audience skewing male and a bit older, 53% over age 30. In other words, those of us old enough to remember the 1990 version, and they gave this remake a pretty dismal C-plus cinema score, suggesting that word of mouth will be, wait for the video.
Yeah. Now, the Olympics go on for another weekend. Here we got the closing ceremonies coming up, but there are still more debuts that are going to be trying to competing with that.
And I think some of these new releases stand a better chance of being seen. Top on the list is The Bourne Legacy. But without Jason Bourne, or Matt Damon, the CIA has yet another experimental super soldier project, and Jeremy Renner stars as a renegade agent from that experiment, and he shrugs off comparisons with Damon's Bourne.
I don't start off figuring out the character by comparing it to another character. It's a new palette of colors and a new canvas to paint upon.
A very torn up canvas with all the running and shooting and hitting that goes into a Bourne story. The Bourne Legacy gets a PG-13 for violence and intense action sequences. Speaking of beating up on the opponent, if the real-life comedy that The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert are able to mine from the election stories isn't enough to make you laugh, try The Campaign, a screwball take on the battle for votes, starring Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis as opposing candidates. Is it taking a political position? Is it a stand that people will come away and say, this is not right? Well, Will says, not really.
First and foremost, it was about making a funny movie. And then to have a point of view along with a big, broad commercial comedy is not always done, and it's fun to take advantage of an opportunity like that.
The rating is R for sexual content, language, and brief nudity. In politics? I'm shocked. Shocked. You'd think that the sexual content meter would go off the chart, though, in Hope Springs, a very adult comic romance starring Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones as a long-married couple who have lost the spark in their marriage. And so they go to a therapist, played by Steve Carell, in an attempt to rekindle the passion. Actually, it gets PG-13 for what the MPAA describes as mature thematic content involving sexuality. And Meryl says what it ought to do is provoke some fun conversations in the car on the way home.
It provoked stuff in me when I read it, and I thought, oh, the little delicate stuff, stuff you want to ask of somebody you love, intimate things. It's really hard to put that on screen, but it's funny because it's forbidden.
Directed by a guy who knows funny, Jay Roach, Hope Springs is the grown-up choice for the weekend, but watch for Bourne Legacy to finally knock The Dark Knight from the top spot.
We'll have to see. Sounds like good stuff all around. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure, Nathan.
Alan Silverman with Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service, our man in L.A. on WTOP.